What does the new federal jobs bill mean for jobs?
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama is slated to sign the Jobs Act into law later today. It's a plan to spur hiring by easing some regulations on small businesses looking for investors. One provision legalizes something called crowdfunding. Small companies will be able to sell stock on the internet without going through a stock exchange. Alex Goldmark reports.
Crowdfunding websites got their start as a way for lots of little donors to finance bigger arts projects. But more businesses are getting in on the game. Justin Jensen asked for cash for his product that didn't even exist yet.
My product is CineSkates, and it's a set of three wheels that attach onto a tripod.
That rolling tripod makes videos smoother, so he needed money to go from invention to production.
It turns out that we met that $20,000 goal in about one day, the first day.
By the end, he got almost $500,000 from 2,000 donors, and all he offered in return was his product as a thank you gift. He wasn't allowed to sell stock. Now he is. Jensen used the crowdfunding website called Kickstarter. There are about a dozen of these, and they stand to gain a lot now that the Jobs Act lets the sites play middleman between online investors and small startups.
We have to register with the SEC now. We have to register with a self-regulatory organization. The professionalization of our industry is already underway.
Freeman White recently launched his site, called Launched, with a T at the end, because the law looked likely to change. So he studied it closely. There will be background checks and document filings and, yes, legal liability for the websites.
It's a game changer for sure.
Slava Rubin heads Indiegogo, one of the elder crowdfunding sites at 4 years old. That head start gives him a leg up on recruiting the coming wave of new business.
So will it change things? Absolutely. There'll be a lot of experimentation in the early days, and then people will really figure it out.
That's when we'll find out if these social media sites can really let you and me try our hand as venture capitalists. In New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
Now to Spain, where government borrowing costs have reached a five-month high. The country seems to be ready to replace Greece as the new star of Europe's debt crisis. The BBC's Tom Burridge is with us now from Madrid with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So borrowing costs have now reached the highest level in Spain since December. What's going on?
Well, I mean, essentially, we had a general strike in Spain last week. Then we had this new budget from the government, 27 billion euros worth of savings, 17% cuts across government department budgets, and huge tax increases. Things like income tax are going up at the cost of gas, electricity. This was essentially the government's plea to the markets to say, actually, we're going to get our budget deficit in order. And they were hoping, I guess, this week that these bond auctions would go more favorably than they did.
Are the Spanish willing to do what it sounds like the international lenders want them to do to get their debt under control or not?
Talk to most people on the streets, and the answer is no. I think essentially most Spanish people want less austerity from the government. They want a hands-off approach to things like health, education, their public systems here in Spain. But the government is committed to this program of austerity. Although you've got people like Mario Draghi, he's the president of the European Central Bank, coming out since these bond auctions saying actually what the markets are asking is for more from Spain. And a lot of economists feeling that if you look at the projections of the Spanish economy this year, that it's expected to contract by 1% to 2%. Now, it could be worse than that. And if it is worse than that, if the economy contracts more than is expected this year, then it won't hit that target, it won't reassure the markets, and it won't do what it's aiming to do.
Tom, one-word answer here. Is Spain's debt crisis getting better or worse?
It's getting worse at the moment.
The BBC's Tom Burridge in Madrid. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading this morning, down about 0.5% in Tokyo. We're down about 0.33% in London and Frankfurt right now. If you're planning on having ham this Easter weekend, be prepared to do some spending. The cost of ham is up about 30% over last year at the wholesale level, in part because of an increase in the price of pig feed. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 124 points to close at 13,074.
Enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
The Masters Golf Tournament starts today, and Tiger Woods is back on the heels of his first PGA win in 2 years. As Sally Herships reports, TV executives are counting on Tiger to pump up the ratings.
Tiger Woods, what's a golf fan supposed to do with you? Look away or watch?
This obviously excites just about everyone.
Neil Pilson is past president of CBS Sports, which airs the Masters.
Excites his fans, the casual viewers that follow Tiger, and of course the television network executives at CBS.
Pilson says when Woods is playing, the ratings shoot up 30% to 40%. On top of that, at Augusta, Tiger Woods will have to take on a younger version of himself, Rory McIlroy, the number one player in the world. For advertisers, it's a hole in one.
Anytime you can create a matchup where people are curious, that's good for ratings, it's good for spending, it's good for the advertising community.
Ed Horn works for marketing for Madison Avenue Sports. He says the audience that watches golf is older and wealthy, but Tiger Woods attracts younger viewers too. Another win for advertisers. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, the UK government has a little favor to ask of British tourists traveling abroad. Stop calling us asking for restaurant recommendations or directions or to complain that there are ants in your vacation house. Those calls actually came in to embassies. And so did this one. A British visitor to Rome called to ask if the consulate staff would go throw a coin in a famous fountain for him because he forgot to do so while he was on vacation. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.